Section 2. Important Driver Information. 2A. Alcohol, Drugs, and Driving. Being under the influence of alcohol or other drugs while operating a motor vehicle is unlawful and is a major contributing factor in Nebraska crashes resulting in death and or serious injury. It is unlawful to consume or be in possession of an open container of an alcoholic beverage inside any vehicle on any public roadway or public parking area in Nebraska. This includes both drivers and passengers. Consuming alcohol and or other drugs may seriously impair the ability of a driver to make appropriate decisions and safely control the vehicle. Nebraska has a zero-tolerance law for drivers under the age of 21. This means that it is a violation to operate a motor vehicle with alcohol in your system. It is unlawful to provide alcohol to a minor, and any such person may be held liable for damages suffered. It is unlawful to operate a motor vehicle on Nebraska roadways if the driver has a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.02% or higher and the driver is under 21, 0.04% or higher when operating a commercial motor vehicle, 0.08% or higher regardless of driver's age or vehicle type. Violations of these provisions are subject to criminal and or administrative revocation of the driver's license. Implied consent law. Refusal to submit to a chemical test of blood, breath, or urine for alcohol or drugs at the request of a law enforcement officer is a separate crime for which a person may be charged. Any driver that operates a vehicle on Nebraska roadways has already agreed to submit to a chemical test or tests when requested by a law enforcement officer. Refusing to submit to such a test or tests or failing to complete a chemical test of blood, breath, or urine in the judgment of the officer will result in a violation of Nebraska's implied consent law. Drivers who refuse to take the requested test can be criminally convicted for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs or have the license administratively revoked. The administrative sanction for refusal is 1 year of license revocation. Criminal penalties for refusal are the same as criminal penalties for a DUI BAC 0.15 or over conviction. A convicted person's license may be revoked from 2 to 15 years, depending on the number of prior convictions, in addition to fines and jail time. Nebraska Revised Statutes 60-6, 197.03, (6)(8)(10). Most individuals exhibit signs of significant impairment and intoxication well below the unlawful intoxication level of 0.08 blood alcohol concentration, BAC. Many factors affect an individual's absorption of alcohol. These include 1. Weight, 2. Sex. A higher proportion of a woman's body weight is in fat, and fat absorbs less alcohol than muscle tissue. 3. Amount of food in the digestive tract. And 4. Time spent drinking. Some drinkers can appear to be in control, but they have seriously impaired their driving abilities. Reaction time. Simple reaction time is impaired at 0.04% BAC, when the driver must choose from a number of responses, choice reaction. Impairment begins at 0.03% BAC. Tracking. A driver monitoring the vehicle's position on the roadway is an example of tracking. The ability to track a single object is impaired at 0.05% BAC. If two or more objects must be tracked at once, performance is reduced at even lower BACs. Attention. A person can concentrate on a single task at BACs as high as 0.08%, but If the driver must divide his or her attention between tasks, impairment is present below 0.05%. Comprehension. An increase in the time it takes the brain to understand what it has seen or heard occurs at 0.05% BAC. Vision. Control over eye movement and the ability to merge two images into one declines at 0.05% BAC. The ability to perceive detail in an object in motion also declines at 0.05% BAC. Coordination. BACs at 0.5% impair tasks which require highly controlled muscular movements, such as coordination of hands and feet. Road test performance. A BAC of 0.08% impairs accuracy of steering, braking, speed control, lane tracking, gear changing, and judgment of speed and distance. Ability to respond to emergencies is impaired at 0.04% BAC. Crash risk. The risk of being in a crash begins to rise noticeably between 0.04% and 0.05% BAC and increases rapidly thereafter. At 0.05% BAC, a driver is twice as likely to be involved in a fatal crash than a non-drinking driver. By the time a driver reaches 0.08% BAC, he or she is three times more likely to be involved in a fatal crash than a non-drinking driver. The higher the BAC, the higher the probability that the impaired driver will have been at fault in a crash. Alcohol and/or drugs and driving do not mix. If you plan to consume alcohol beverages, always make arrangements for a designated driver or alternative transportation. Only time can reduce the alcohol level and the effects from the body. Over 11,000 drivers are arrested annually in Nebraska for traffic violations involving alcohol or drugs. Drinking and driving is dangerous. Be safe and sober. Drug use and driving is dangerous. Be safe and sober.